It's been over a week since the police shooting of 27-year-old Danquirius Franklin, and there are still many unknowns around the moments leading up to his death. One thing is clear, last week's shooting has brought back old questions and concerns about how police confront and interact with black males in the community. Last Monday, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department says officers responded to a call on Beatty's Ford Road in West Charlotte. Witnesses said there was a black male with a gun acting strangely inside a Burger King. Police say they engaged with Franklin in the parking lot and repeatedly ordered him to drop his gun. An officer perceived a lethal threat and fired her weapon, killing Franklin. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has more from former Charlotte Observer reporter Eric Frazier, who got to know Franklin as a teenager trying to get by.
This is not the first time Danquirius Franklin's name has shown up in the news. In 2010, then-Charlotte Observer reporter Eric Frazier profiled two young men, both struggling to stay in school while growing up in a rough neighborhood.
At that point in my career, I had been writing about education for so long, and I had been writing about statistics, the huge numbers of young black men who don't graduate from high school. And I wanted to go behind those statistics and just kind of follow one or two actual people and to just sort of see inside those statistics and what exactly is it, you know, that's going on with these kids.
One of the subjects Frazier decided to follow was Danquirius Franklin, a young man trying to graduate high school who lived with his grandmother. Frazier reported Franklin had the deck stacked against him from birth. He was born with drugs in his system and struggled with reading and writing.
There was this part of his story that will always be seared on my brain, was when he asked, I guess it was 10th grade, and he at that point still couldn't really write. And he finally just turned in a paper. The only words he wrote on the paper were, "Miss White can't write."
Ms. White was the name of his teacher, a teacher who remained in touch with his family even after moving away from Charlotte. She set up a GoFundMe page to help offset the costs of Franklin's funeral. Eric Frazier is having a hard time reconciling the Danquirius Franklin he knew with how he died. Frazier says from the time he spent with Franklin, he could see he had come a long way. That's why Frazier says the ending to Franklin's story is so devastating. Frazier remembers Franklin as polite and shy.
Very much underneath the wing of his grandmother, and she's told me about how she tried to keep him off the streets and tried to keep him busy with basketball and school, and she'd have him in church with her on Sundays when she would, you know, be one of the ushers.
Frazier spoke to Franklin for a follow-up article published in 2011. At that point, things had turned around for Franklin. He was even thinking about college. Yet it was that first article that Frazier wrote that stuck with Franklin.
Both he and the other young man in that story had both relayed to me after that story published, they felt seen, and that if, you know, the Charlotte Observer took the time to tell their story, that really meant a lot to me, that they, you know, that they felt like this story had put some wind at their back in a way.
Frazier says he'll remember him as a young man who listened to his grandmother and who asked for help when needed.
He had flaws and shortcomings and things that I'm sure he wished he could do better or that he knew better or that, but he always did the best he could. And that's, I guess that's all I can really say for sure.
This week, Frazier's byline was once again published in the Charlotte Observer. He had an important question to ask that wasn't too far off from his original one years ago. What does the full arc of Danquirius Franklin's life tell us? Frazier concluded in his last line, quote, "Perhaps given his untimely death at 27, it tells us success will always be fragile." For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.